Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. We've been looking at how to use your influence to strengthen others. And today we look at the example of Barnabas. His name was Joseph, meaning may God help. However, the apostles, because such was his outstanding trait, gave him the surname, or surnamed him, Barnabas, which means son of consolation, or son of exhortation, or even son of encouragement, Acts 4 and verse 36. Every member of the Lord's church should covet such a name. However, if some members were given such names, then they may receive names such as brother or sister critic, brother or sister complainer, brother or sister fault finder, or brother or sister pessimist. Practically every time you read of Barnabas, he is helping someone. In Acts 4, 35 through 37, he is helping the poor. In Acts 9, 26 through 31, he is helping Saul. And in Acts 15, 36 through 41, he is helping Mark. So we can conclude that Barnabas was an individual who bore the burdens of others, and he truly was a tower of strength and encouragement to those around him. Let us consider the fine example of Barnabas and strive to follow that example. Thank you for listening.